It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
You can also send us some social media questions and love. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So who on the show is committing what they are being accused of, which is a Christmas sin? They're a holiday sinner. Shame upon them.
I think it's you.
Okay, well, if we're just going to throw me under the bus like that, thanks, Miss Bus Driver Lady. Yes, Alex and I think everybody else live in Porkchop. We're really appalled or disgusted by what I talked to them about the other day after the show, and that is how much I'm going to spend on my wife for Christmas and how much she can spend on me. If you don't know, if you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, I'm frugal. I'm cheap. I like to save that money, okay? Like that. That's my life. I mean, pretty much Little Dicky is my idol.
But the thing is like, it's fine to do that. It's okay to be somebody that's a little bit more frugal, that wants to ball on a budget, like, you know, the rest of the year. But when it comes to, like, an anniversary or a birthday or Christmas, that's when you can spoil your wife a little bit and you still skimp.
Now tell me, because I'll share with everybody in 1 second, how little I spend on my wife and how little she can spend on me. Tell me what you think, Alex, is the amount I should be kind of doing or treating her roughly.
Well, everybody's financial situation is different.
Okay, but give me just
but
a
rough
thing.
But I think it would be fair for you to spend a couple $100 on her.
A couple $100.
And what is your limit? $50?
No.
Less than that?
Yeah. Went with 40 this year.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's just rude. It's just mean. It's grinchy.
I'm not a grinch. 833-JOE-ALEX. Am I being too cheap here by kind of talking to my wife and her? She seemed to agree with it. She wasn't really excited. 833-563-2539. And that's like, listen, I'm not bragging. I could afford a little more than $40. For sure, I could get by and we could pay our bills. It'd be okay if we spent a little more, like maybe 50 or 100. But $40 is my limit. I feel like, especially after you're married, because I've been with my wife for 6.5 years. We've been married for a little over 3. And I just don't see the need to spend all that money on a gift or a present.
So here's the thing, and don't take this the wrong way as having this conversation. For some people, spending $40 would be really a lot to spend on somebody else. And I understand that. But if your personal financial situation allows you to spend a lot more and you just don't because you're a cheapskate, then is that not like a Christmas sin? Aren't you a Grinch for that? I just feel bad for Lindsay.
You
like,
feel
this is
bad
Christmas.
For my wife.
It's Christmas. Like, buy her a nice purse. Like, take her out and do like a spa day gift card or something like that. Like, you know, spend a little bit. You just never do. And I feel like she deserves to be spoiled a little bit.
I agree with you. My wife deserves like the best. I'm not saying she doesn't deserve good things, but I just don't think that I have to spend the money to do that.
Well, I do.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Am I a Grinch here because of our $40 limit I kind of put out there?
Nope. I totally agree with you. My husband and I, we don't get each other stuff for Christmas. If there's something that we really need or something that we want, we just buy it throughout the year. And Christmas, when Christmas comes around, I mean, we're spending money on other people, and we just say we love each other and move on.
Do you have kids?
Yes. Well, we have an 8-month-old, so this is our first Christmas with him.
Okay.
We didn't get him anything for Christmas this year either.
Good, because the kids aren't even going to remember it.
No, exactly.
I was going to say, because I don't think my parents spend as much on each other for Christmas ever since they've had kids, because they're focused more on mine and my sister's, my brother-in-law's gifts, but that's like the only time I would see that would kind of be okay.
Yeah, but I don't think you're a Grinch at all, Joe. I think, you know, money is money, but, you know, I think it's more important to pay off the bills and get ahead of that than it is to have materialistic things.
Thank you, Christina. I appreciate it. I thought I was going to get roasted.
But I think Lindsay would like, Lindsay would like him to spend more. So if Lindsay's mentality was like, I don't care about Christmas and whatever, then yeah, spend $5 on each other. But I think she wishes Joe would surprise her with some really nice gift.
She's freaking me out because she's like, oh, I have another gift. I'm like, what do you mean another gift? How many gifts are you getting me?
Like, isn't that terrible if she's spending more on him than he is on her?
Yes, it is. And she shouldn't. We agreed. Or at least I said that. Victoria, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this?
Well, I look at it this way. You guys are married. You guys don't have kids. Spoiler.
Okay.
Once you get kids coming in, you don't have Christmas, because me and my husband don't buy Christmas for each other.
I was going to say, once Joe and Lindsay start having kids, you're absolutely right. Then he really won't buy her anything. I think this is the time that you should be doing that especially.
That would be the best Christmas present if I found out my wife was pregnant. That's all I really want.
But then how are you going to deal with all the money you're going to have to spend? Because that's way more.
You're not going to have to spend money on kids like for the first not for the first 10 years.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
I have four of them.
Okay. Well, look at you getting busy. Okay. No, but I'm saying, like, you don't have to get a kid a toy when they're real young. They don't even know you get them anything. I could give them, like, a stick, and they'd be like, wow, this is cool. I could share it with the dog.
You might not have to give them toys, but you have to buy them diapers, formulas, and all that.
Oh, no, we're just going to reuse, like, what is that, the cloth stuff? I like to go cheap, Victoria. I like to go cheap.
I don't know specifics about your financial situation, but what I do know is that you 1,000% make more than I do.
Okay.
And I'm spending way more than $40 on my boyfriend for Christmas.
Yeah, like, well, I think I've talked about this on the air before, though, too. I have, like, a money hang-up problem just because my parents are so bad with money. Yeah, I'm very thankful to be where I'm at in my career. Like, I'm able to pay my bills. I used to, like, worry how I was going to pay rent. Like, so I'm not in that point in life anymore. But I don't know. I still want to be cheap as I can.
I mean, but there's a couple things I want to say. One, with Liv, maxing out a credit card doesn't mean you necessarily, I mean,
yes,
it's good that you spend more.
Thank you.
I spend more, but also I know how to budget my finances.
You do not.
I've never been late on any sort of bill, and my rent, my electric, my internet, and my car payment.
So
I've never been late. I'm ahead on my car payment.
Did you max out your credit card for Christmas gifts? Did you buy Christmas gifts on a credit card?
I did, just to get the points, though.
Okay, that's the biggest scam in the world. All right, I worry about you with that stuff.
The other thing I was going to say was, Joe, did you know that there is a rehab for financial trauma?
Is there? Because I need to go there.
Yeah, like, there is a real thing. Like, so certain rehab facilities that specify in, like, different types of mental health and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, it's not an addiction thing. It's just something else. It's like it's a retreat for you to get intensive therapy for different types of trauma. And sometimes different facilities have a special clinic for financial trauma. So, like, if you grew up and your parents didn't have a lot of money and you went, you know, without a lot and things like that, and so you have, like, a weird hang up about money because of trauma in your past, they help you get through that. That might be something that you need to think about for 2019.
Lindsay's going to get me that for Christmas now. Thanks, Alex. My present just changed. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can also let us know your thoughts by sending us a tweet. It's @JoeAndAlexShow.